Hawaii lawmakers are again considering a bill to bring voting by mail into reality. But as in other years, supporters fear that the cautious attitude might tank the bill in conference, and before we would ever have the chance to know whether voting by mail could shore up Hawaii's abysmal voting turnout. Civil Beat reporter, civilbeat.org reporter, Chad Blair has a reality check. Hi there.
Happy Aloha Friday, Beth Ann.
You too. Now, for years, we've heard that voting by mail would cost us less and that, you know, we've got so many absentee ballots, a majority that are being cast every election anyway in the last couple of cycles. So
yeah,
what's really not to like about this bill once it gets to conference?
Well, something kept it from passing last year at this time, and I believe the year before as well. And the problem with conference committee, this is the last 2 weeks in April, right? This is the last part of the legislature before they pass all the final bills in May. And you just don't know what goes on. There's a lot of, well, there's a lot of horse trading happening. There's people bargaining for certain bills for certain amounts of money, and things just fall through the cracks. And the frustration for voters, for people paying attention, for advocacy groups, is you don't quite know what happens because it's behind closed doors for the most part. But here we go again. This bill has cleared all the hurdles pretty much and is almost certainly going to go to conference committee. And yeah, if it does pass, we could be seeing all mail-in balloting for all four counties by 2020, maybe even 2018 in the case of some counties that might move forward faster on this.
Which kind of brings us back to the question, why would lawmakers be so, you know, tentative in their support for something that seems to make it easier and that would cost taxpayers less, forgetting all the horse trading and all the rest of that, bargaining with about other bills, the fact that every election cycle and even in between, we all talk about the abysmal voting turnout in Hawaii.
We're last. Yeah, we are absolutely last. And they've looked at Colorado and Oregon and Washington, which has been have moved to this voting system. And in Washington, there's some indication numbers showing a 2 to 7% boost. But in answer to your question is why this might fail. It's possible that it might be about money. This is going to cost something to implement, and we're not quite sure on the figures, but at least $200,000 for the state, probably closer to $400,000 for Oahu, which is the population base. You got to factor in Hawaii County and Kauai. So there's a dollar figure that's going to be a factor, and as you know, money is – there's only so much of it there. And then there's some other things that got to get right. They have recently tweaked the legislation to make sure it's ADA compliant so that people with disabilities won't be discriminated against. And there are people that need help filling out a ballot. Maybe what you have to do is mail it to them electronically. So these are the kind of things that have to be factored in. You're also looking at setting up places of deposits, drop-off boxes, because, you know, there's always a gap with the postal period. You don't want your ballot to get in too late. So there's any number of hurdles. I will say this, League of Women Voters, Common Cause, they feel more hopeful than ever that this is going to be the year, but you know, they're going to be, like me, down there during conference committee following to see whether this makes it out finally.
Exactly, and then we'll know what happens. Thanks so much. We'll all be watching, as we have been watching now for quite a long time, and wondering whether this is the year or not that voting by mail will pass. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Beth Ann.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org. Today, featuring reporter Chad Blair.